And that would ding ding, and it would ding the time in. So they'd go ding, and they'd walk on stage, and the bass player would go dum 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 dum. The drummer would be playing away, and then that'd go along, and then the next person would come along, be the keyboard player, and the keyboard player player, the sax player would come on, Bundy on, put the hard hat on, walk on stage. So it used to build. It took about 5 minutes until it sort of got to a crescendo, and Rory comes screaming on, playing his lead guitar break, wearing his striped tights, and brought the house down. But the thing we didn't expect was for the one concert in Wollongong, the entire audience wore hard hats and boiler suits. They all turned up in hard hats and boiler suits. Huge amount of people did. And so it's not a big town hall, but it was chock-a-block packed. And then when Norman Gunston got up to sing Wollongong the Brave, they all knew the lyrics. Raise your heads high, see a burnt sienna sky, land so free of trees, you may laugh, say we pong, but to me it's Wollongong, Wollongong the Brave. And it was amazing. It was just, it was like, this was, it was by far the best concert we ever did because the audience was so into it. It was their show. And it was, you know how shows take a little while to sort of happen? This was off at a million miles an hour straight up. It was a fantastic show.